A good song for cleaning out your woofers, isn't it? So here's the order. Come Together started side one, and then afterwards Something, and then Maxwell's Silver Hammer, then Oh Darling, and then Ringo sang Octopus's Garden. And then the side completed with I Want You. She's So Heavy. Once you flip the album, you got Here Comes the Sun. Because You Never Give Me Your Money. Then Sun King. And then Mean Mr. Mustard. And then all those short songs blended in with me, Mr. Mustard. Polythene Pam, she came in through the bathroom window. Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight. The End. And finally, Her Majesty, which went like this.
She's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. She's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. My Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Congratulations, if you knew we were looking for Abbey Road. Broadcasting live, where the Sound Hound will be with us in a moment. From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and a great set of internet audio players. Go to slbradio.org/radio. You'll find links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone service at 631-359-8728.
The things you see. If you want to get at the heart of things, sometimes it's a living hell. And if you wanna get to the promised land, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Say, dig a little deeper in the well, boy, dig a little deeper in the well. If you wanna get a cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boy, dig a little deeper in the well. If you wanna get a cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well.
Strings at the Saturday Light Brigade and dig a little deeper in the well. Billy Strings doesn't need me to say this, but he is going to be in Pittsburgh at the arena on November 7th and 8th. I was talking to a colleague who didn't know Billy Strings' music, and I was explaining to him about Billy Strings, and he said, "Oh, you must have the venue wrong. He's not gonna be there." And I said, "Yeah, he's gonna be there. In fact, he's gonna be there two nights. He's really been making quite a name for himself, playing traditional music alongside artists that have been at it for years, and also establishing his own sound."
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Well, this is the time when the sound hound comes to pay us a visit. There he is. I was kind of wondering where he was. Come on in. And, by the way, turn your clocks back an hour before you go to bed tonight. This has really snuck up on me and perhaps on you. And I keep meaning to mention it more frequently. But we fall back into standard time in most locations, a few exceptions in Arizona as far as our listening area, but we will fall back tonight 1 hour, officially Sunday, November 2nd, but most folks will do it before they go to bed tonight. Now, the Sound Hound is here. Let me grab the sound. Here, boy. I got it. Who loves you? Come here. I've got it. And I'll share the sound with you. I'm still feeling bad about that clock thing. I need to help you remember. Here's how.
Turn back the clock. Just turn back the clock. Just turn back the clock.
Okay, we'll try to keep that in mind more. Here is this morning's sound. any idea of what that is the sound of?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
You call me greasy and full of muck. You play me hard for the easy buck. I bet you see us all like chickens to pluck. But time's running out on you. Yeah, you think me a sucker for the cut of my clothes. You think you're safe, cause the port don't bump. I reckon some will, I reckon some won't. But who's running your water and growing your food? Cleaning your clutter and up on your roof. Patching your tires and cooking your hops. And there's even a few of us who are finer than cops. So you better be kind to this rabble. Cause if you've got my vote or not, might be the least of your troubles. Well, my veteran friends, they pitched their tents outside the window of the president. Said, boys, we appreciate your fight for your government. But sons, your bonus ain't nothing but a Cinderella stamp. Yeah, you got a lot of nerve trying to rock my boat. You think you're safe, cause the port don't book. Well, maybe that's so, but did you consider who's working the farms and churning your butter? Hauling the coal and burning in winter. Pumping your gas and killing your hogs. Catching all your homeless cats and dogs. Keeping your cocaine cheap and your tobacco tall. Planting in the spring, harvesting in the fall. Yeah, you better be kind to me, brother. Cause if you've got my vote or not, might be the least of your troubles. A whistle and a woman and a crowing hen. Gonna drive the devil out of his den. Now there ain't no rain to follow the plow. Cyclone coming, don't God know how. On the California border, they're waiting for us with chains and pistols and pipes and clubs. While you're keeping score, no, there's a million more who are running your water and growing your food, cleaning your clutter and up on your roof, hauling your trash, sewing your clothes, watching your kids and paving your. Yeah, you better be kind to this rabble. Cause if you've got my vote or not, might be the least of your troubles.
Drops of water turn. singling on, singling on, singling on.
Just wake up. A lot of other people apparently did. Our phone lines and text lines are really busy right now. If you've had trouble getting through, 412-200-5975. We are going to answer our SoundHound puzzle in just a moment. And there's still time if you would like to join us on the air. Here is the sound one more time. Are you ready? Here it is. Now, I've got quite a few answers to acknowledge. Several people guessed that thing the dentist puts in your mouth to suck the liquid out while your teeth are being cleaned or while you're getting a filling. That's a great answer. It's not that. Pudge and Lamartine, listening with Mrs. Pudge, got the correct answer. John and Addie had a guess of shaving cream being dispensed, as did John and Carrick. That's not it. Drew and Tegan are in the North Hills. They got the answer exactly correct. Larkin, listening with them, thought it might be a snake, and I do hear that hiss at the beginning. Otis thinks it could be a soda overflowing. Not bad. A good guess. And Keegan, now this is true, Drew had a much better description of their guess. I don't want to pass that along just yet. 412-200-5975 if you would like to make a guess. Caden thought it sounded like seeds going around in something spinning, like a grinder or a mill. Caden's mom, Annie, thought it sounded like whipped cream from a can, but that would be a lot of whipped cream. Bruce, good to hear from you. He is in Ingram and thought it might be a sink draining. Not that. And Mike in Brighton Heights got the correct answer. And so did Patrick of Stanton Heights. Patrick mentioned earlier he thought his son was asleep. And then he started singing along with the Beatles when we were talking about the Beatles in our last hour. Meaning he's awake. I'm happy that you were singing along. Tommy got the correct answer. John and Addie were among those who guessed water. The water-sucking vacuum at the dentist. Not that, nor is it whipped cream. Stu got the correct answer. Tom and McCandless thought it might be the sound of gargling. Not that. Rich in Edinburgh also thought of the dentist. Rick in Highland Park, you have the correct answer. Angie and Mars has the correct answer as well. Mike and Mars says it's the sound of the dumping of Halloween candy onto the table. I had that same thought too. Richard of the North Side has it exactly correct. John and Carrick also guessed whipped cream. Not quite whipped cream. What a lot of amazing guesses. Let's go to the phones now. Hi, you're on the radio. Let's see.
Hello. Did you want to talk to me?
I do. Carla. Hi, Carla.
You didn't say my name.
I know. I apologize.
You were talking to me.
and Ricky gave me your name. I just hadn't read it yet.
Okay. I should have known when I heard that little puff that happens when you switch over. But yes, this is my favorite song or sound as a teacher. It's that coffee maker.
Yes.
I always joke with my first period Spanish class this year that I have, and all my first period classes that I have, I say, whoever makes me coffee prevents World War III.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say gets an extra point or something.
Well, I should get an extra point because I'm just sort of a little bit gicky before I have my coffee. Of course, I usually have my first cup at home, but... You know, I mean, I always joke with them about that because I'm not as patient until I have my morning coffee. And, you know, it's funny. I never started drinking coffee until I started teaching school. Don't ask me what that connection is.
Well, and this specifically is an espresso brewer and the art of doing the steaming of milk and frothing at the very end. Although... Coffee maker, here comes the frothing. Which, now that you think about it, does kind of sound like that thing at the dentist.
Sure does. You don't hear that, you know, spitting and stuff that goes with it. But it does sound like that. It sounds like a lot of the things they said. And now that you say that espresso, you are so right. I remember when I was in Paris, going to a crêperie several times, and I just loved that sound. That was a very distinctive smell and sound, you know, because the French love their espresso. And I'm always asking Ricky how she's doing with her French all the time.
Oh, she's studying every day. We've got to go to Montreal or somewhere to... give her a chance to practice it. She and I, Ricky and I, were having breakfast one day last week, and we were in a little place in the city of Beaver, Pennsylvania, and we heard that sound, and Ricky immediately said, this would be a good sound hound. So she told the sound hound, and he agreed, and there it is.
Oh, yes. Yes. And, you know, it's so good to be back. I have missed so many Saturdays with conventions and going to a Bible conference and not being able to get through last week was the worst, you know.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, too. We missed you. And things, you know, kind of settled down now for a while. And then the winter holidays throw us all into a tizzy if we're not careful. But
yes, and... I enjoy your show so much. I just want you to know that I do. And I love the Sound Hound. That's one of my, that one and the, you know, afterwards, so the afterthoughts. I love that one, too.
I'm so glad.
I'd like to get a collection of those, you know.
Well, thank you, Carla.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and you have and keep on, you know, doing your thing. You get my weekend off to a good start.
Thanks so much. Also, Bernie and Linda Coyle are in Kaiser, West Virginia. And they just came up with the correct answer. And here comes Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Larry? How are you doing? Good?
I'm doing well after a nice Halloween. And
nice. Did you guys get a lot of trick-or-treaters? Or?
I think we got about 50 or so. Ricky, is that right?
Nice.
50, 60? Ricky, sort of... We weren't counting the trick-or-treaters, but we knew how many things we had to hand out and how many were left at the end. So
sweet. It's always good to have leftovers, my friend. I don't pass out candy because I live in an apartment building, but I definitely got candy to enjoy and be in the spirit with.
There you go.
But my guess was, when I first heard it, I thought it sounded like a Keurig machine because I use a Keurig for my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But then Ricky was like, "You're close," and I guessed it, and we're now on the right track. It's an espresso machine,
indeed. And we accept that coffee pot or coffee maker is, well, because a lot of them sound kind of like that. But that's what
exactly.
That's what the Sound Hound was looking for. Well done. And here's exactly. to a good rest of the weekend.
Hey, you too. You be good, okay?
You too. And Patrick said, maybe some people like to have a little pie with their whipped cream. In other words, maybe it is one big long slug of whipped cream. Patrick thought it might be boiling water. Jim in Blackridge thought of a blender. Jim in Crafton Heights had an espresso machine or milk frother. And I think we've up Tegan. Tegan said the dentist tool would have been a great one to use on the day after Halloween. That's a very distinctive sound, too, isn't it? That I'm sure there is a name for it. The dental vacuum, maybe, or something like that. The mini sump pump for your mouth. Congratulations, if you knew we were looking for a steamer or frother. I should play that for you again. And we'll let the Sound Hound catch a little drink, but of water, not of that. Good job, Sound Hound, and good job to you if you came up with the frother.
There are happy sounds that thrill my soul almost every time. Wedding bells, a champagne cork, the demolition of a wind chime. But when I'm bluer than can be, even those don't do a thing for me. The only sound can lift my spirit. Listen closely, maybe you can hear it. Chocolate-covered espresso beans, my favorite way to consume caffeine. It's quick, it's easy, nothing to it. Why drink coffee when you can chew it? You don't need water or a cup. Pop a couple of these and watch your world perk up. You can throw out those fancy latte machines when you've got chocolate-covered espresso beans. New Yorker Harold Alexander is the name of the man who came up with this idea. Combined caffeine and chocolate you can hold in your hand. Oh, how I love to hear the sound of chocolate-covered espresso beans. My favorite way to get a shot of caffeine. It's quick, it's easy, nothing to it. Even Argentines without means do it. You don't need water or a cup. Pop a couple of these and watch your world perk up. I bypass that trendy cafe. Chocolate-covered espresso beans. Oh, my daddy used to call me his type A daughter, 'cause I never had the time it takes to boil water. But I am not the kind of girl who cooks and cleans. Now that I have found these magic chocolate-covered espresso beans. How this modern girl prefers her caffeine. It's quick, it's easy. Coffee, I chew it. You don't need water or a cup. Pop a couple of these and watch your world perk up. In Brooklyn, Staten Island, Bronx, Manhattan, and Queens, we love our chocolate covered. Chocolate covered.
Saturday Light Brigade with the great Christine Lavin.
Well, I know you can do it because you got the next rain forward.
But fall back, clocks go back an hour tonight as we go back to standard time, officially at 2 a.m. It's fun. I know some of the clocks we have here at the radio station, the moment they hit 2, they revert to 1. They're, how do they know? They know. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, all listed at slbradio.org/radio.
One day I went out to the rodeo. I went to see cowboys rope and ride. I got excited as I watched the show. I jumped right up and down and then I cried. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them. Lion and smack him on the brow. I'd even kick a polecat, but don't ask me to punch a cow. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. E-la-la-lay, dee-dee-dee-dee, e-la-la-lay-oo, a-lay-oo, moo, how they scare me. Holstein, she acted like a fool. No matter how I coaxed her, she wouldn't sit down on the stool. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them while in the field they browse. Moo, 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 how they scare me. E-la-la-lay, dee-dee-dee-dee, e-la-la-lay. Cat has 9 lives, but I know a cow. She kicked the bucket 10 times, and she's alive and kicking now. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them while in the field they browse. Moo, 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 how they scare me. E-la-la-lay, dee-dee-dee-dee. Chased me across a field of corn. She bumped right into my guitar and didn't even sound the horn. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them while in the field they browse. Moo, 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 how they scare me. E-la-la-lay, dee-dee-dee-dee, e-la-la-lay.
I'd like to be a cowgirl, but I'm afraid of cows. Speaking of turning back the clocks tonight, it's also Election Day on Tuesday. Here's hoping you'll find the time to vote. And while it is not the same thing as voting, because it's not a contest, we hope you will consider leaving a review for SLB at greatnonprofits.org. More on that in a moment.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, the world premiere of the Prime Stage Theater production of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe Presents Tales of Mystery, Horror, and Imagination, takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from November 7th through 16th as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Stop by greatnonprofits.org to leave a review of SLB if you enjoyed the Saturday Light Brigade, or if you are proud of the efforts that together we are able to make with your support to amplify voices of youth and other underheard people. It just takes a minute to leave a review. Go to greatnonprofits.org. You'll be prompted to create a username and password. That's new. They wanted to make sure the site was not being attacked. And I spoke with them this week because it was a new feature. They've assured me that their privacy policy keeps all of that data intact as a respectable nonprofit. That's not surprising, but I wanted to check before recommending that you go there. Anyway, greatnonprofits.org. You set up a quick account, search on SLB, and then you can leave a review. We need four more to maintain our top rated nonprofit status. That helps others know that we're a nonprofit that is respected. Everybody from donors to people that might want to use our services or come to our programs, and foundations as well. So thank you if you have a minute. Thank you for going to greatnonprofits.org and taking a moment to leave your review. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's After Thoughts Puzzle. What one word naturally follows? Sound, coat, and rain. What one word naturally follows? Sound, coat, and rain. Do you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, and hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been riding in fast rattlers.
I thought you know.
I've been riding in flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding in blind passengers, dead enders, kicking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Harvesting,
I thought you know.
North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road.
back in that hay, trying to make about a dollar a day. I've been having some hard traveling home. I've been working that Pittsburgh steel.
I thought you know.
I've been dumping that red hot slag way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, I've been pouring that red hot iron. I've been having some hard traveling home. Laying out 90 days way down the road. Damn old judge, he said to me, it's 90 days for a vagrancy. I've been hitting some hard traveling home. I've been walking that Lincoln Highway.
I thought you know.
I've been hitting that 66 way down the road. A heavy load and a worry of mine. Looking for a woman that's hard to find. Have some hard traveling home.
The Sodom Scene here at the Saturday Light Brigade from their most recent album, and they're sounding great, hard traveling. The album is called Remains to Be Seen. They have not run out of clever album titles. Birthday Bonnie got the correct answer to our Sound of Hound puzzle, and also just got the correct answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle. And a few other correct answers have come in as well. Jim in Crafton Heights has it. And he sent a picture of his Halloween costume, which kind of looks like a level A hazmat suit, if my memory is correct. Wow, that came out of nowhere, the level A nomenclature, but I think I'm right. And here comes James in Freiburg. He's got the correct answer. And Tom in McCandless doesn't. He added some additional clues. I said what one word follows sound, rain, and coat. Jim or Tom suggests that we could add bounced to that trio of words. And I'm going to add fact to it. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. While I have a minute, we have a special live music feature this morning in about 45 minutes. We don't usually have live music, but the Rochester, New York-based Old World Warblers have a couple of their musicians, Hannah and Tim, in Pittsburgh this week. Our friends from Folk Faces let us know, and consequently, we will have those two musicians joining us at 9:30. Hannah Farley plays upright bass. Tim Clayton Braley plays guitar. And they both offer vocals. That will be at about 9:30 Eastern this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll check your afterthoughts answers at 412-200-5975.
Election day had rolled around, the candidates were primed. Despite speeches, posters, and TV spots, I'd already made up my mind to vote for you, darling. laundromat and you brought home laundry clean. I saw you scrubbing up that kitchen, garnering the votes. But when you bought the donuts and the Times, I knew I'd sow my oats. With you, darling, only you. You were challenger, incumbent, and write-in candidate. You faced the issues squarely, and you called when you were late. You had no secret drug deals, no not quite buried crimes. And with a landslide in the runoffs, I knew I'd made my mind up on you, darling, only you. The race was hot and heavy, I managed your campaign. Called for contributions, I stood on corners in the rain. I drove myself to the voting booths, I offered myself rides. And frankly, in the morning, baby, it was no surprise to see you beside me.
Elizabeth Street feeling a little, well, her animals are feeling a bit of an identity complex there. And that's a song that folks have always loved. I've got a dog and my dog's name is Cat. Still a little time for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for the word that follows sound, rain, coat, rubber, bouncing. It also follows fact and pay. And some additional additional answers coming in. Jim suggests adding cashier or a double. Double's a great clue. And I'll add cross. And Tommy came up with an alternative answer that I think works with the original clues, but not with the additional ones. He had maker, sound maker, rain maker, and coat maker. But now that we've added those additional clues, there's an answer that fits better. Stu got it. He is in McCandless. And Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania got it. So did Bruce, who thanks Tom for the additional clues. And Larry and Van are in Italy listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and they came up with it, as did Mike. 412-200-5975. Still a little time for you to call and participate. And then we are about to give you the correct answer. Thanks for your review at greatnonprofits.org. We appreciate folks that have been providing a support of SLB through a simple review at greatnonprofits.org. And did you come up with it, the correct answer? Well, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you did. Oh, a lot of additional ones just came in. Mike and Mars got it, and John and Addie and Eastier got it. Karen and Kaiser, who also knew the Sound Hound was a Keurig, so she said, just got up the correct answer. And we were looking for the word check, as in sound check, rain check, coat check, paycheck, fact check, bounced check, all of those checks. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. In about 10 minutes, we'll have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Charlie also got it.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on the feline beat, 'cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. But with the square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days. I've heard some corny birds who tried the same, but still a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing, who wants to dig a long hair gig and stuff like that. When everybody wants to be a cat, a square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. With the square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days. Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. When playing jazz, he's always welcome back, back. 'Cause everybody digs a swinging cat. If he has it.
Music can really take you different places. As soon as the piano player in this song played the boogie woogie part at the end, it made me think of my mom, who played that really, really well. She was left-handed and consequently could do that on the left hand so well. That song also reminded me of the opening theme to Monk. Did it remind you of that as well? Everybody Wants to Be a Cat by Charles Perry. Again, thanks to our Guess Who answers. Charlie had reality as a clue, too. Is it a reality check? And a few others. Thanks, Charlie. Birthday time. Happy birthday today to Bonnie of Observatory Hill from Jeff and Star. Jeff just wrote us earlier this week to make sure we wish you a happy birthday. Morgan McCray from all of your friends at SLB. She is at Ohio State. Morgan is. We're proud of you. And according to this, you are 19 today. Sebastian of Bellevue from your family. And Elizabeth from your grandparents and your parents. Stephen from your dad, Andy. Tomorrow we have Avery from Grandma Jan. Allison from the family. Kai of Salzburg from your family. Owen of Wheeling. Steve in Greensburg. James of the North Side. And Catherine from your family and extended family. Also Jessica of Gatanning from Alicia. On November 3rd, Monday, happy birthday to Bear from Aunt Daisy, Aaron of Hampton from your family, Aiden of Allison Park from Mom and Dad and Olivia and Addie, John Luke from Melanie and Son Henry, Matt of Southampton from Annie and Caden. Happy birthday to you, Matt. From Annie and Caden. Noah of Washington from Mom and Dad and Rebecca and Tara and Rebecca on the same day of Washington from Mom and Dad and Noah and Tara. On November 4th, Alex of Ohio from Debbie and Rich and Shannon and Ryan and Derek and Mira and Rick and me, too. Charlotte of Stratton Lane from your family on November 4th. Ben of Roslyn Farms as well from your family. Julia of Crafton from Dawn and Janet and Sam and Gregory. Finally, Stu and McCandless also on November 4th from Sarah, Gabe, and Amy. Stuart's back to a prime number, I do believe. Grace of O'Hara Township on November 5th. Andrew also celebrates Juanita.